Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Human Sciences Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Do you watch the evening news with your children? Have you observed their reaction to the latest Ebola outbreak? Are they concerned that they could catch it? It's almost impossible to watch a newscast without hearing about newly infected cases, airport regulations, quarantines, or death. What can you do to help minimize the emotional effect of a newscast on your child? And what can you do to help them learn to cope with other television-covered health threats? Dr. Brad Bushman at Ohio State University suggests that televised violent threats increased both fright and worry in children. When violent content was described as news, it produced even more fear reactions than when it was described as fiction. Fright and worry were greater in girls than boys, greater in younger children than in older children, and greater in light television viewers versus the heavy television viewers. As a result, children's viewing of news can really create some anxiety. It's always important to monitor children's television viewing, and according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, parents are reminded that television ratings are not used for news programs. So this reinforces the idea that news may not be an appropriate thing for young children to watch, and older children may likely need parents to view with them. So what are some of the effects on children? Research points to too much unsupervised media viewing, which can cause our children unneeded and unintentional stress or fear. However, watching the news with our school-age children and having conversations about it can be helpful. Find out what your child knows and what kind of questions they would like to have answered. This will give you an opportunity to reassure them, clear up any misconceptions, and point out to your child that the many health and medical professionals and scientists are available to helping solve different problems. Talk to your child about what is happening to keep them safe and healthy. It's also really important to start with what kids really need to know. And let's keep in mind that kids are developmentally at different stages, so we need to think about what they're able to understand. It's absolutely important to start with the facts, but sorting through the facts can be complicated. Finding a reliable source, like an online publication about Ebola, What Parents Need to Know About Ebola, available from the American Academy of Pediatrics, is just one example. The facts are that American kids are much more likely to become infected with influenza and its potentially serious side effects than they are to come in contact with Ebola. The Center for Disease Control states that younger children, younger than 5, but especially younger than 2, have a higher susceptibility to developing flu-related complications. So, the television coverage could actually provide an opportunity for parents to discuss ways that we could all stay healthier and reduce our exposure to other viruses and illnesses. So, join us this month as we blog about the media coverage that creates anxiety and fear in our children. We'll explore ways for parents to reduce children's anxiousness related to outbreaks or tragedies. We'll also look at how parents can use something like the Ebola outbreak in positive ways, using these situations to teach children some important skills about illness prevention or ways that they could positively impact world health issues. And as always, we look forward to hearing about your family's experiences around this topic. Share with us how you help your child cope with their large fears. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.